And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in Texas, where Canyon Independent School District determined that Bibles violate state law against sexually explicit content in school libraries. Imagine that. Administrators scrambled to explain why the most influential book in human history needed to be banned, and while they were scrambling, they also suggested students could just get Bibles from local churches instead. Apparently, David and Goliath's story is a little bit more controversial than whatever that can be found in the young adult section. And to New Hampshire now, where the Satanic Temple's holiday display kept losing its head, literally at the state house. After people twice decapitated the demonic statue, temple supporters just continue putting it back together, turning the state capitol into a bizarre game of spiritual whack-a-mole. And the artist tasked with repairs said he expected more vandalism, even suggesting that he understood why some traditions shouldn't be equally celebrated. I also wonder if they're paying him every time he makes repairs. Sometimes finding the suspect is a little bit more simple than what you might think. And in a rare victory against nature's terrorists, the USDA has officially declared murder hornets eradicated from American soil. It's not often that humans win against insects, but in this case, it seems to be so. To Michigan now, where their latest contribution to inflation comes in the form of mandatory cage-free eggs starting on January 1st. With eggs already hitting $4 per dozen, Governor Whitmer's administration assures citizens that doubling those prices is worth it for more humane egg production. Because, you know, nothing says compassion quite like making breakfast unaffordable. And to San Francisco now, where the Department of Health has hired a fat positivity expert to combat weight stigma, proving that in a city plagued by open drug use and homelessness, there's always room for more bureaucracy. Meanwhile, in California, Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency over bird flu after cases were detected in dairy cows. While assuring citizens there's no person-to-person spread, the state is already promoting flu vaccines as part of their response. If there's no person-to-person spread, I guess common sense doesn't apply when it comes to vaccines anymore. A small town in Ontario is appealing a human rights tribunal ruling that ordered them to pay $15,000 to LGBT activists for refusing to declare June as Pride Month. The town of Emo, which doesn't even have a flagpole, was penalized after their mayor called the ruling extortion and refused to comply. When the mayor wouldn't pay, activists celebrated garnishing his personal bank account. Tolerance now comes with a price tag, apparently. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.